physical therapy.
All right, someone who does not need a ticket to the game. He will be there, perhaps on the sidelines, perhaps up in a booth, perhaps in pads, perhaps in street clothes. Mr. Brandon Graham, good morning, BJ.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you, pal?
Man, I'm feeling good.
Congrats to the squad, man.
Yeah, they, boy, man, that was fun. That was fun. As tense as it got, it was fun, man. The whole thing, everybody being together, everybody loving on each other, just in the moments. And, man, I feel like we maximized the best we could in the conditions we had. And so I'm happy we got
it. Was it tense for you? Like, you couldn't impact the game other than, and I'm not just shortchanging this, you could give some advice to the teammates, but it's not the same as I can go sack the quarterback myself.
Well, you know what?
Was that nerve-wracking to see it, like, hang in the balance?
Like, you know what? I try to be the one that do reminders since I'm not out there.
Yep.
And I always feel that feeling with what you're saying in the beginning of the game when it's all everybody is in there and it's just, I mean, just the vibe of the whole game. I mean, the tense atmosphere of everybody just don't know what's going to happen until the game start. But once the game start, man, I'm in it. And I know for us, I try to make sure I give us reminders on, remember in the red zone, this is what they like to do, quarterback run, like what he did. He ran up the middle. Just little things that I'm not out there to say.
How do you get the first hit out? I know for me, I would get nervous a little bit, and then the first hit was – everything was fine. I mean, immediately, as soon as that hits out of the way, it's just like clockwork. You've been doing it your whole life. How do you get the first hit out when you don't get the hit?
Well, when I see somebody hit like Orin that first game.
That'll do it. Yeah.
That got me.
That gets you started.
That got me. So us scoring or us getting the stop on defense, that's when it really hit me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, BJ, so I'm dreaming a dream here. Terrell Owens came back in 2004 when he was supposed to be out for the year. You know, 2 months ago, pretty much supposed to be out for the year. And you have left the door open. You have publicly stated on our show many times the door is somewhat open. Is the door more open? Eagles got a game in 5 days. If you win that one, you got a game in 19 days. How open's the door?
Let's get there.
Mm-hmm. Sunday or three Sundays from
possible.
Which Sunday are we talking about?
Let's go win this week. That's all I'm focused on.
If
right
we
now.
Win I'm this week, yeah. This
and then you know
we, that we'll is a long
some,
time.
We'll see something.
if the team wins this week, that's you said 19 days.
Well, what about if the team won last week, which they did?
Right.
Yeah. What about that door?
Yeah, that seems like that's a long time to get ready too.
We're not.
Do you feel ready?
Not there yet.
We gotta get this win.
Seltzer, I'm checking the Eagles practice report tomorrow. Is Brandon Graham in action or not? I'm just asking for a friend. I want to know.
Is there any Big Ten like pride that 2 years in a row the national champion is a Big Ten rival?
Oh, for sure, because SEC been dominating. I will say, I mean, that's what people always brag about. Oh, but y'all can't beat the SEC team. But I'm glad. I mean,
2 years
I'm
in a row.
I'm happy we did it first.
But Brandon, it's your rival, man.
Hey, I know.
But there's something to the fact that it is the rival. Uh-huh. That they're the best in the country.
John, you're rooting for Washington over the Bills if they beat the Eagles?
No.
Me neither.
No.
I don't need that nonsense. Not going to happen anyway. Eagles are going to win. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. BG with us in studio. Reminder, 15 minutes from now, you can hear a name that with that name, you can win tickets to the Eagles-Washington game on Friday. So stay tuned and tell your family and friends. Spread the word, seriously, because if you want to increase your chances to get to that game, spread the word, family and friends, and maybe they win and then they take it because you were the good guy that called them up and said, hey, listen at 8 o'clock for your chance to win tickets. All right.
Brad, I got a question also. I don't know if you know this. Mm-hmm. Nolan Smith is out there not wearing gloves. I don't know if you noticed that.
Is that
an intentional, I am going sleeveless, I am going gloveless, I am going as clothesless as possible when it's cold just to show everyone?
Tough guy.
If you know Nolan, you know how hardcore he is.
And he's not wearing gloves.
No gloves, got the finger tape on it. I mean, arms out, don't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's not worried
about
nothing.
But this is new age crazy, not going gloveless. Mm-hmm. The gloveless part, no one goes gloveless.
Not as insane as Ronnie Lott chopping off his finger.
True, very true.
You know that one, Brandon? Ronnie Lott years ago had a finger issue. top of his finger.
It was his pinky.
Like the top third.
They said, if you want to go back in, we're going to have to dispose of the tip of the finger. If you want to go back in, you were going to have to do surgery, which means you can't go back in and help the team. So make a choice. Either go get surgery to fix your finger and have a normal looking hand forever, or cut your finger off and go back in the game. And he cut his finger off.
Boy. Oh, man. Hey, that was that moment right there. He felt everything. I needed to do this for my team.
Whatever it takes, Brandon. Man. Whatever it takes.
I wish we could have shown Brandon's
for what it's worth right there. Like,
Ronnie Lott has mixed feelings about it.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he does.
Well, he's also got four rings, so, yeah. You know. Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. JB in Chestnut Hill. JB, in a great week. Good morning, pal.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, JB?
Good morning, JB.
Hey, John, you know, since you guys are talking about snow, you know it can take up to 2 hours for a snowflake to hit the ground?
Wow.
Really?
That's wild.
Stuff, right?
That is super far.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know who judged it or measured it, but I guess they had a lot of time on their hands.
That's a cool fact.
That's amazing. I never considered that.
Yeah. So I wanted to hit on the Sam Cozy issue, but Jaws alluded to it a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge deal. I mean, Trent Scott's a good backup, but he's still a backup, and I'm sure BG would be, you know, very happy to be doing some sort of like tech stunt right now this week, going in to break inside against one of these guards that are playing backup.
Well, when BG got to Brady in the Super Bowl, it was against the guard. I mean, Brandon, obviously, correct, most of your action's been outside through the years, but that was inside.
Yep. Yeah,
that's where you got there.
It's about matchups, I mean, in this game for sure. It's about matchups.
Yeah, there's a lot of. I mean, you got. I don't know how much like Zaccheaus being on the team last year has any help for them, or maybe it helped them in the last two games. But I think that's something to watch. And then keeping an eye on that, what's his name? Louvie, the linebacker who took the...
Frankie.
Yeah, he crushed Goff, and then he, you know, he's taking a shot.
That guy's
to
a player.
Yep.
And yeah,
he's not afraid to be a little dirty, though. I mean, that hit on Goff was a clear helmet.
Number four, right?
Yeah. Number four, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
he's like toes the line of being gritty to dirty.
Listen, Buddy Bobby Ryan would Wagner. Be proud of him. There was a turnover, and he smashed the quarterback. I mean, that's football.
Yeah. They've got.
Yeah, it's a different era, though, man. I mean, like, we're not looking to like
Bobby
hurt people
Wagner
in that way.
You know what? A lot of
like,
people
head wise. You know, you got to be careful. Like, well, you can't be attacking people with their heads with your helmets. That's dangerous.
They won the game. I hear you, James. I'm not saying you're wrong, but they won the game. All right, JB, I need an answer. In honor of the Eagles' victory in the snow, the best scene ever in the snow in a movie or a show.
How about the maze scene in The Shining during the snow?
Amazing answer. I didn't say it at the top, because I thought it could win.
So great, did I. That was my first
answer.
Thought.
Wow.
Super great answer.
It's funny. I haven't seen that in about 20 years, so I'm not remembering that specific
the end
scene.
Of the movie.
What do you mean?
It's the climax,
man.
I love I don't remember. Sucks is like, what do you mean? What
you
do you mean? What do I mean?
No, I'm not saying what do you mean? I'm saying it's absurd that you don't remember. You can't remember that it's the most famous part of the movie.
Remember, he watched The Matrix.
I thought here's Johnny's the most famous part of the movie.
He told us he watched.
That and him being frozen in the maze.
Yeah.
He told us he watched The Matrix. He came back and he didn't know who Neo was.
You say that.
No, you did.
You didn't know who Neo was.
Well, one of the two main characters.
You didn't know.
No, wait. Who did he think Denzel Washington was?
John Wick.
That's it.
Yeah, well, I get things confused.
I've never seen John Wick, and I knew he wasn't Denzel Washington.
Brandon, what's your favorite movie?
Well, you know what? Dang, favorite movie, if I had to go.
Super Bowl 52 is an acceptable answer, by the way.
that too. Friday was always my favorite in the beginning.
Great movie. Great movie.
But I got to go, you know, The Shining. The Shining.
How about that? No way!
Are you serious?
I do.
Crazy is it that he doesn't remember Jack at the end, Brandon?
When you said about the snowy, that's what I thought about. The snow. When you were chasing the sun.
Okay. Yep. Hey.
That's incredible.
Find him
Joe
frozen.
Doesn't even know that scene happened.
I forget these things. Yeah. All right, let's get to Felix. He's calling from Northeast Philly. What's going on, Felix?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hi, Felix. Everyone.
Good morning, sir.
So, real quick, I just want to let BG know I've been a doubter, and I've doubted since draft day, because when they let Doc go, it just made sense to get Earl Thomas. And without you, we wouldn't have a bowl. So, sorry for doubting you.
No, I appreciate you, Felix, man. We ain't perfect either. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate that.
I appreciate that. Uh-huh. So I just want to know, why is it every time we play a team, other fans have like nerves of saying, "Oh, you won only because of Saquon," or "I don't know why you guys don't give AJ the ball," or you know, dumb comments that the teams that they root for can't even do because they don't win the game. Like, for instance, when Mark Andrews dropped the ball, why did you give it to Derrick Henry? So I don't understand how their philosophy is against hating on us. And I love it. I love it. But I just don't understand.
Well, the Eagles are winning in a bit of a strange way. I mean, last week, Buffalo and KC didn't throw for a ton of yards, but they typically throw for more. You know, what the Eagles are doing in a modern sense is pretty unusual. I mean, to not have more yards passing is bizarre these days.
I would say it's what it's works work. In the NFL. It's, you look around the league, and it's what everyone who's successful is doing.
Well, it's swinging back, and the Eagles are at the forefront of it. There's no question. Felix, give me a great answer. Best scene ever in snow.
Well, I got the Titanic with the iceberg.
Titanic with the iceberg.
It's not snow.
So
it's cold, though.
It's a big clump.
It is cold.
Yeah.
It's cold.
And it was snowy, I would imagine, that night, maybe.
But they didn't show it flurries. In the scene. I don't believe.
Maybe they did.
No, I dude, I'm the one that's seen Titanic.
He's the Titanic guy. Let's not argue.
Clump of
No, you know what?
No, that's ice.
Let me think. The Revenant was
Oh, that's a great. The bear fight,
bear
baby.
Scene. Oh, man,
that is an incredible answer, BG.
Ooh,
but
The Revenant.
That BG's almost getting in snatchy mood Joe mode. BG is becoming snatchy mood Joe accidentally. Yeah, that is a great answer. I would have voted for that. Can BG win?
I
don't think so.
I don't think so.
$150 gift card.
Joe's trying to take $500.
I'm
going to
take a lot of answers. I'm going to take a lot of answers today.
Right, BG is a winning answer.
BG, the visual and the visual is not the word I'm looking for. The what am I trying to say here? How far could you see at the worst of the snow on Sunday? How far could you see?
It wasn't like the one we did with the Lions. Like, I couldn't really see everybody on the sideline. You would just see like little snippets of people. That's how hard it was pouring. But this one you could see, especially first half. First half, it was cool. Everything was just falling down. It wasn't sticking. But that second half, when we came outside, it was like, yeah. It felt like a fun game with your friends out there.
It didn't look like normal snow. It looked sort of like beads.
Mm-hmm. Almost it was like little snowflakes because, I mean, it was a couple. We was just watching it on our gloves, and it was just like a perfect one. Me and Matt Leo, we was talking, and because we was trying to figure out, was it hail? I mean, like little pieces, because that's
weird.
How it feel.
Yeah.
But it became slushy because it started melting, and that's what it was all on the field. And so, yeah, it was one of those games, man.
Are you and Smith is just never going to wear gloves even this week?
That
was not just a one-time thing. Like, he's just never going to wear any sort of, wow, that's really
That's
funny.
Wild. That all is. Year. Brandon, do you know prior to right now that the Eagles, you guys, are the favorites to win the Super Bowl?
Hey, man, let me tell you, we ain't done nothing yet, man. I'm going to say that all the time. We got to get there, baby. And then we got to, if that's what it's going to be, we got to take care of this week. And so I'm excited, man. People doubted us all year, but we just got to make sure we continue to keep believing, continue to keep building. However we got to win, a win is a win. I mean, I understand it's a passing league and everybody want to do, but we might be going through a shift right now in the NFL.
Sure.
And right now, this we look back later on and say, hey, this was, I guess, because every team is doing this. But we just got to make sure that we play our game on defense, keep dominating, and make sure that we don't give nobody nothing. We got to go make them earn everything.
Jalix Hunt was back in action and actually producing. How much is he factoring in moving forward with the defensive plan?
I think he's factoring in good. He was already showing stuff in training camp and all that, but sometimes it was a little crowded. And then now he get an opportunity to go out there and really show what he can do. And now it's only going to build his confidence for the next game. Because like I always tell him, I'm like, man, trust yourself. Because that's all it is out there. People have the ability, but it's about trusting the game plan, trusting yourself, and not hesitating. Because if you know how it is in the NFL, you hesitate, that's how far away, like inches on you tip or intercepting the ball as a DB or letting the guy catch the ball because of a hesitation. So I tell him, trust your gut, trust what you prepared all week, and trust what coach instilled in you, and go get it.
Brandon Graham here. Coming up in 2 minutes, we're going to give you a name, and with that name, you can win tickets to the Eagles and Washington game Friday on our program. So be tuned here in the next 2 to 3 minutes. Lenny and Conshohocken right now. Len, good morning.
What's going on, guys? BG, how are you?
Man, feeling good. What's up, Lenny?
I'm feeling great, man. Pleasure to speak to you. Big Michigan fan, so I just want to get it out of the way.
Go Blue.
So I want to point about something about this Commanders game that we're missing, and I don't know if you guys touched on this yesterday. I listened to part of the show. CJGJ was amazing in that game on Sunday, and him not playing the remainder of that game against the Commanders last time was absolutely brutal. Don't you guys remember how bad that was when he came out?
Yeah, sure.
Not to mention, Dallas Goedert didn't play in that second game. Jalen Hurts didn't play in that second game, really.
Well, and also Pickett didn't play as well in that game as he did the next one. And so Eagles' drives weren't as sustained. And as a result, the defense had to keep going on the field. And I think that's a big part of why the defense wore down in the fourth quarter.
So much less effective. And Tristan McCollum was picked on.
I don't remember that, but I believe you. For CJGJ. Yeah, of course.
So there was two really big plays in that game, if you remember. When we went up 2 touchdowns, Kenny Pickett threw the interception inside our own 30-yard line, and pretty much momentum changed. We didn't have another 4-minute drive after that, and I think the Eagles are just predicated on that. I'm not worried about this game at all, and I'd like to tie my reference to my movie in really fast. So this snow bowl, this snow fight on Sunday was like four brothers. The Eagles were stepped up. We were Bobby Mercer, and the Rams were Victor Sweet. And the Eagles just whooped that ass and put him in the snow. That's my movie for the thing. Go Birds!
All right, Lenny, you got it.
Has anyone seen Four Brothers?
I have.
Okay,
actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Yeah, I'm assuming you hadn't seen it.
I'm the only one. Oh, you saw it, James?
I saw it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Four Brothers, and it's a snow fight? Snowball fight?
It's in Detroit, right?
Yeah, they on the ice at the end when he said Victor Sweet.
Look at you with the movie knowledge. You were on it today.
I love movies. I ain't gonna lie. I love movies.